Okay, try this. Picture a forklift. What comes to mind first?
Probably warehouses, pallets, maybe a construction site.
Exactly. Probably not like mind-bending tricks or incredible stunts, right? Just the usual lifting and shifting?
Not typically, no. They're workhorses, really.
But what if I told you there's this whole other side to it? A kind of hidden world where people use these machines for amazing displays of skill. Sometimes pretty daring stuff, too.
It's definitely an unexpected area. You think utility, efficiency, not necessarily artistry or high-level stunts.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into exactly that. We found this article from Angus Lift Trucks called Top 13 Amazing Forklift Tricks and Driving Skills.
Right. And our goal here is to sort of explore the skill, the dexterity, but also, importantly, the dangers involved. How operators can achieve this mastery with machines we usually just see as functional.
And it really hits differently when you understand the basics. Like the article points out straight away, driving a forklift, it's considerably harder than driving a car.
Yeah, that surprises a lot of people.
And why is that? What makes it so tough?
Well, it's a few things. They steer from the back, which feels totally wrong if you're used to a car.
Right, completely counterintuitive.
And then you've got the load, often heavy, often lifted high up. That changes everything, the balance, the stability. They're much easier to tip over than you might think.
Especially when turning, I imagine.
Exactly. So that context, knowing how inherently tricky they are to handle, that's what makes these stunts so, well, impressive. Or sometimes just plain baffling.
It's like the operators are using the machine's challenges, the steering, the weight, as part of the skill itself.
They really are. It's like they're constantly doing physics calculations in their heads, you know, real-time adjustments.
Okay, but before we jump into the cool tricks, we absolutely need to talk safety. The article is really clear on this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely crucial, especially given what some of these tricks involve.
So what's the main warning?
The source doesn't mince words. It says many of these tricks flat out break safety rules and regulations. They stress they shouldn't be attempted by anyone less than an expert, or only professionals should attempt them in a controlled environment.
So we're talking about these as examples of extreme skill, things people have done, but definitely not things you should try at work tomorrow.
Precisely. It's about understanding the skill involved as the source presents it, but respecting the very real dangers and the safety rules designed to prevent accidents. These machines are powerful.
Okay, got it. Safety first. With that huge caveat in place, let's dive into the first category. The art of micro-precision. It starts with something called the forklift coin trick.
Ah, yes. The classic.
Picking up a single coin off the ground with a forklift tine. I mean, how is that even possible? The forks are huge.
It's incredibly difficult. It's not just the tiny target. It's the machine itself. Normally, you keep the tines, what, an inch or two off the ground?
And you avoid scraping, right?
Exactly. So lowering them right to the ground, gently, precisely enough to nudge under a coin without, you know, ramming the floor or bending the tines, that takes incredible finesse.
You could easily damage the forklift or the floor if you mess that up.
Easily. It's a real test of fine motor control, depth perception. All skills that are actually vital for safe, efficient, everyday operation, even if they seem mundane.
Okay, so picking up the coin is impressive, but then they take it up a notch with the coin onto water bottle trick.
Right. So now you've picked up the coin, and you have to carefully place it on top of a water bottle cap.
That just adds another layer of difficulty, doesn't it?
It really does. The source calls it an added layer of dexterity and control. You're manipulating something tiny, then placing it precisely onto another small, potentially wobbly target.
Wow. It shows how connected the operator is to the machine, like it's an extension of their hand.
That's a good way to put it. Real synchronization.
Then things get, well, a bit weird. The cigarette lighting trick.
Uh-huh. This one's definitely unconventional.
The description says extremely impressive precision. The operator uses the forks to stand a lighter up and then light a cigarette with it.
Yeah. The level of control needed to manipulate a lighter like that and then get the flame just right. It is genuinely impressive from a purely mechanical control standpoint.
But I sense a but coming.
Well, yes. The source points out, quite rightly, that while it looks amazing, it technically violates safety training.
How so?
You shouldn't have an uneven load, which a lighter and cigarette obviously are. And keeping the tines that close to the ground, maneuvering like that, it's risky. Could hit debris, uneven surface.
So it's a demonstration that pushes precision, but also kind of ignores the safety rule book.
Exactly. It's impressive, but definitely cautionary.
Okay, so we've seen the tiny, precise stuff. Let's broaden the view now to skills on a bigger scale, sometimes involving a bit more calculated risk. First up, the forklift obstacle course.
Ah, this is interesting because it's different from just a trick.
How so? It sounds competitive.
It is. The article mentions professional competitions, like one in Texas. Operators have to navigate around cones with tennis balls on top while carrying a bucket full of water.
Okay, so points off for spills or knocking things over.
Right. And the key thing the source notes here is that this specific activity, the obstacle course, is seen as an excellent method of forklift operator training. And crucially, it's done within the safety rules.
Ah, so it's a structured challenge designed to improve skills safely, not just showing off.
Exactly. It sharpens real-world skills.
Yeah.
Precision maneuvering, load stability, spatial awareness, all in a controlled setting. It's skill building disguised as competition.
That's a great contrast to some of the other things we'll get to. Now, from serious training to something more playful, forklift basketball trick shots.
Yeah, this sounds like prime YouTube material.
Totally. It involves teamwork, right? Someone shooting and the forklift operator assisting.
That's the idea. Good aim from the shooter, good timing and positioning from the operator. It's a fun display of coordination.
And the safety take on this one?
The source is fairly balanced. It says, for the most part, this video is safe. But...
always a but.
It still cautions against driving fast through a warehouse, even an empty one with a licensed driver. The potential for losing control is always there. You have to respect the machine's power.
Makes sense. Okay, next is something called the Russian doll. Making boxes disappear. How does that work?
It sounds like magic, doesn't it? It's described as a driver taking three boxes and skillfully maneuvering them so one seems to vanish inside the others, like those nesting dolls.
Okay, so it's about spatial manipulation.
Exactly. Masterful skill and precision. The article suggests it shows deep understanding gained over the course of his career. You need to visualize everything perfectly, the box sizes, the forklift's reach, the sequence of moves.
It turns a complex task into something that looks effortless, like industrial sleight of hand.
Precisely. Real problem solving with heavy equipment.
Now, from delicate illusions to just massive scale, lifting all the pallets.
Oh yeah, this one's ambitious.
The article says moving over 60 pallets at one time. 60, stacked up into a monster stack.
That's a lot of pallets.
And then the operator glides this huge stack around the warehouse floor, even navigating a tight bend. What kind of skill does that take?
An incredible mix of things. The source mentions geometry, creativity, and excellent handling. You have to understand load balancing on a massive scale, the physics of moving that much weight, the turning radius. It's like practical engineering on the fly.
But surely incredibly dangerous.
Extremely. And the source is very clear here. Definitely not something you should attempt at your workplace. The risk of that stack collapsing or the whole thing tipping over is immense. It's a demonstration, not a procedure.
Right. High potential for disaster. Okay, then there's one that sounds both useful and terrifying. Forklift lifts another forklift.
Yeah, this one really walks the line.
So a big forklift lifts a smaller one up high to reach something.
That's the scenario described. To finish a packing job the first forklift couldn't reach, the article calls it practical, but also extremely dangerous.
I can see why. How do professionals even justify that risk?
It seems to come down to experience and necessity in specific, likely non-standard situations. The article stresses the movers involved are pros who've done it before, relying on years of experience.
It's not just about operating the machine, but knowing its absolute limits.
Exactly. Structural limits, hydraulic capacity, potential failure points. Mm-hmm. It's ingenious problem solving, maybe, but carries huge risks. Most safety protocols would absolutely forbid it.
Okay, let's move into the territory where skill seems to tip over into, well, recklessness. Starting with the forklift spin. The article makes a distinction here, right?
Yes, important difference. There's the accidental spin, say, hitting a wet patch or ice.
Like skating in a car.
Sort of. The article mentions a driver sliding in a puddle, but skillfully regaining control. It notes the cause was maybe coming out too fast, not checking conditions. So that's about recovery skill after mistake.
But then there's the intentional spin, the forklift swing.
Yes. And this is where it gets unequivocally dangerous. The article describes someone deliberately swinging the forklift around, maybe with another worker actually on the forks or attached somehow.
Oh, wow.
The source calls it fun, but potentially deadly, and flatly states it's against all forklift truck safety rules.
I should think so. The forces involved, someone could get thrown off crushed.
Absolutely catastrophic risks. The instability, the unpredictable forces, especially with a person as an uneven load. Any skill is irrelevant compared to the danger. It's just flouting safety for a thrill.
Yeah, that's clearly over the line. Related to that, maybe is just fast forklift driving.
Right. The article acknowledges it might look impressive on video, but it breaks several safety rules and in violation of many regulations. Plus, you're probably damaging goods, creating huge hazards for anyone nearby.
So speed isn't skill if it's unsafe.
Pretty much. Is it really skillful if you increase stopping distance, reduce reaction time, risk collisions, and potentially damage products or hurt someone? The source implies no. It's a false economy of speed over safety.
Okay, then we get the forklift wheelie. I'm picturing a motorcycle, but a forklift doing a wheelie. Backward. While loading.
Sounds wild. Described as dangerous yet entertaining. But the key insight from the article is that it's actually less about skill and more about physics gone wrong.
How do you mean?
It happens because of an imbalance in the front of the forklift, basically. Not enough load on the forks, making the back counterweight too dominant. If you accelerate hard, then...
the front wheels lift off.
Exactly. Creates a super unstable situation. You could easily flip right over backward. It actually highlights why proper loading and understanding weight distribution are so critical for basic safety, not for doing tricks.
Okay, that makes sense. It's a symptom of bad practice, not a display of control.
Pretty much.
And finally, the peak of recklessness, the balancing act. This sounds like a combination of everything bad.
It really does. The description is damning.
Yeah.
Perilously overloaded, driving too fast, and braking too hard.
Just ticking all the danger boxes.
The article says it breaks all the safety rules and fundamentally makes no sense from an operational standpoint.
So overloading stresses the machine to breaking point. Going too fast makes it unstable. Braking hard could shift the load or tip the whole thing.
It's the perfect storm, exactly. Even though the driver apparently pulls it off with some aplomb, the source gives its strongest warning yet. Never try at home unless you plan on buying a new forklift for your boss.
A very clear message. It's the ultimate example of spectacle over safety.
Absolutely. A stark reminder of why those safety rules exist in the first place.
So wrapping this all up, thinking about this whole spectrum from the tiny coin pickup to that crazy balancing act, what does it all tell us and tell you, the listener?
Well, it really showcases an incredible range of human ability, doesn't it?
Yep.
Ingenuity and skill applied in a place you wouldn't expect.
But it also really highlights that razor's edge between genuine mastery and, frankly, just dangerous recklessness.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how context changes everything. That obstacle course, it's training, it's skill building, it's sanctioned.
Right.
But the wheelie or the overloaded balancing act, that's unsanctioned, incredibly risky, putting spectacle above safety. It makes you think about the different motivations behind demonstrating skill.
Yeah, it really does. Some enhance safety and efficiency. Others directly challenge them. It forces you to consider the psychology of it all, you know, risk versus reward, performance under pressure.
Hmm.
What really stands out to you when you hear about these unexpected things forklifts and their operators can do? It's kind of mind-blowing, this whole hidden world of expertise.
It really is.
Yeah.
And the underlying message from the source is that all of these skills, whether the super precise ones or the daring ones, they all require incredible amounts of time and practice.
These aren't just random flukes.
No. The people doing these things, for better or worse, are described as experts. They understand their machines intimately. It's this surprising merger of human capability and industrial tech.
A really unexpected place to find such mastery.
Definitely.
And that kind of leaves me with a final thought for you to ponder. Thinking about all the complex machinery around us, the stuff that makes modern life work, how often do we actually stop and appreciate the incredible skill, the constant calculation, the vigilance it takes for people to operate it safely and effectively every single day?